Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. In just the last couple election cycles, Missouri's 2nd Congressional District has changed politically. The district includes significant parts of the St. Louis metropolitan area. STLPR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum reports.
I'm standing next to my grandparents' house in a leafy subdivision in Chesterfield, and I'm not just doing it to evoke warm, fuzzy memories. Places like Chesterfield used to be the epicenter of GOP politics in St. Louis County and around the state. GOP dominance here also ensured that the 2nd Congressional District remained in Republican hands. But things have changed dramatically here in the last couple of election cycles, and my grandparents' former house is perhaps a small example of this change. In the lawn of that house is a cutout of Joe Biden's face. And the Democratic politician actually won the city of Chesterfield in 2020 over Republican President Donald Trump. Biden nearly won the 2nd Congressional District, which, after redistricting, currently contains parts of St. Louis, St. Charles, Franklin, and Warren counties. While it remains to be seen whether Democrat Kamala Harris can improve on Biden's performance, Katrina Dalby, who grew up in Chesterfield and now lives in Richmond Heights, says she wouldn't be surprised if the St. Louis County portion of the 2nd District got bluer in 2024.
And I do think that it's a slow progression to the Democrat side. I mean, the people I have talked to, even some family members I've talked to who have been Republican their entire lives, are for the first time voting blue in this election.
In a state that's moved sharply toward Republicans thanks to GOP dominance in rural and suburban counties, St. Louis County's shift to the left has been one of the few bright spots for Missouri Democrats. The party not only made gains in statewide races there, but has taken over state legislative seats that used to be Republican. Jean Evans saw this shift firsthand when she was campaigning for a state legislative seat that encompassed Manchester and Valley Park. The Republican won her seat in 2016 and 2018, but it's been in Democratic hands since 2019. Evans says voters in St. Louis County are less ideologically homogenous than other people in Missouri.
Well, I think it was more leaning more Democratic when I was knocking doors. And even, you know, people would say, well, I'm a Republican, I always vote Republican, but we need to do something about the guns. Or I'm a Republican, but we need to support Planned Parenthood. Things that my colleagues in Jeff City don't hear in a lot of the rural areas.
Donald Trump almost certainly played a role in pulling Republican parts of St. Louis County toward the Democrats. At least that's what happened with St. Louis County resident Caleb Riggs. Riggs used to be a Republican, primarily because he grew up in a part of Texas where the Southern Baptist Church influenced politics and culture. But he says he began to rethink his political views in 2016 when Trump first ran for office. He voted for a third party that year, and in 2020, he voted for Joe Biden. This year, he's going to vote for Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
Trump came along, and it just kind of shattered my worldview about those things. And because, I did not see anything about Jesus or Christianity or the values that we hold, you know, in terms of caring for the poor, reaching out to the marginalized, trying to find places in our city where we can just make things better by serving and loving people. None of those things really were reflected in Trump and the things that he cared about.
Other 2nd District cities have experienced an even more rapid political shift than ones in West County. Shannon B. lives in Kirkwood, which used to be Republican-leaning, but now is safely Democratic. And she says some of the change could be generational. Millennials moving into places like Kirkwood, B. says, may have more left-of-center views on environmental issues and LGBTQ rights.
And then I also think that a lot of people are tired of Trump. It's exhausting. Like, I saw one TikTok the other day that was like, Trump voters, we're just not even going to do it anymore. We're done with you. Like, we're not going to argue with you. You're not going to understand our point of view. We're just going to ignore you. Like, and that's kind of the sense that I have at the moment. Like, I'm just so tired and exhausted from him and his minions that regurgitate all of the lies that he says, that it's just not worth it anymore to put energy into listening and arguing and all of that.
Missouri's 2nd Congressional District could be a canary in the coal mine on another nationally watched issue, abortion. Residents in the 2nd District turned in the second most valid signatures in the entire state to get Amendment 3 on the ballot. That measure would legalize abortion up to fetal viability.
I think we need to really take the taboo out of the word abortion, because it is healthcare. And, you know, sometimes you don't realize that until you're faced with that decision, like, or there is no decision. It's just a necessity at that point. It's no longer a choice of, do I want to do this or do I not? You have to do it because you could die.
That's St. Louis County resident Cindy Clark, who is particularly energized to vote for Amendment 3. In 2021, Clark had a miscarriage and needed surgery called dilation and curettage, or DNC, to remove fetal tissue from her body. She says her situation was fairly similar to what happened to Amber Thurman, a Georgia woman who died in 2022 after a hospital delayed a DNC.
Growing up, I grew up in a, you know, more conservative household, which is where my Republican views came from. But we're always told that Republicans are the party of limited government. Well, why are they now invading our doctor's offices, invading our classrooms, invading, you know, all these nuances in our life? That's not limited government to me. That's government control. And I don't want anyone making healthcare decisions for myself or for anyone else.
Some Democrats are bullish that a combination of Trump backlash and energy over Amendment 3 could help the party win state legislative seats in St. Louis County. But the political impact of those two issues may not be as expansive as Democrats want. For instance, GOP Congresswoman Ann Wagner is likely the favorite for re-election over Democrat Ray Hartman, primarily because the district also includes heavily Republican parts of Franklin, Warren, and St. Charles counties. And it's an open question whether Amendment 3 will really hypercharge the Democratic shift in St. Louis County or Missouri. Public polling shows Amendment 3 passing, but also Republican statewide candidates winning their elections without much trouble. And for Maplewood resident Lindsey Brand, those polls may come true in more traditionally conservative parts of St. Louis County, where her family resides.
I think that women may go to the polls and quietly vote yes on Amendment 3, but I don't know if they're going to change, because there's just this really, like, voting for Democrats is just seen as, like, a thing you don't do. Like, they're like East Coast, West Coast, they are out of touch. Like, there's just this very much a demonization of the Democratic politicians that I don't know that they're going to get over.
Some 2nd Congressional District voters, like Richmond Heights resident Jim Malloy, are optimistic that Democratic trends will continue throughout St. Louis County, even if the GOP maintains strength in the district after 2024.
The Democrats might not win this election for the Missouri 2nd District, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't matter if they win, you know, by a blowout or it's 50-50 close, because that is change from the recent past.
So an interesting thing happened while I was recording the stand-up for this piece. The current owner of my grandparents' former house, Melissa Yates Dupere, came outside and told me the story about how Joe Biden's face ended up in her yard.
The Joe Biden sign was purchased by my eldest son, who was a senior last spring. at Truman State University, and he purchased it with the great hopes of reelecting Joe Biden. And we were sad to see him step aside, but excited to see, you know, Kamala Harris hopefully win. And then when it came time for the election this round, we decided to put it, our sons and our daughter away at college, decided to put it in our yard in hopes that we might gently encourage some neighbors on our street to consider looking into another ticket and party.
Dupere has lived in West St. Louis County for a while, and she's also seen a marked change in politics here.
We've been pleasantly surprised, given the rich cultural diversity of the Chesterfield area, this 40-60 corridor, with our kids at Parkway Central, that hopefully Chesterfield will become a little bit more balanced than it has previously in the most recent elections. And at least the talk among the people that we know is that things are really maybe settling more in the middle, given the disruption of the last many years.
I don't know if what happens here in Chesterfield will have a titanic effect on Missouri's statewide and state legislative politics, but it could provide a glimpse of national trends. If Harris is able to win more support in traditionally GOP areas in western St. Louis County, it could be a good sign that she's also doing well in competitive suburbs in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And the size of that expansion of support among college-educated voters could be the difference between a Democratic presidential victory or a return of Donald Trump to the White House.
That was STL PR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum reporting from Chesterfield about political changes in Missouri's 2nd Congressional District.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.